It's Wednesday, June 15th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A report by the Philos Project found that Iran is carrying out, quote, an invisible jihad, end quote, to reduce the number of Christians in the Middle East. The report states, quote, Iran's proxy militias in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen have played a significant, though largely unrecognized, role in the dramatic decline of Christians in the region. They labored to create conditions that forced the Christians out. In Lebanon, for example, Christianity has decreased from 54% of the population in the 1950s to 33% in 2020. In Iraq, the number of Christians decreased from 1.5 million in 1987 to just 141,000 today. According to the Open Doors World Watch List, Iran is the ninth worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians, and Iraq is the 14th worst. Evangelist Franklin Graham preached to 68,000 people in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil over the weekend.
Jesus died on the cross.
E Jesus morreu na cruz.
He went to the grave.
Ele foi à sepultura.
On the third day, God raised his son to life.
E no terceiro dia, Deus ressuscitou o seu filho e trouxe-o à vida.
Jesus is not dead.
Jesus não está morto.
He's alive.
Ele está vivo.
He's here tonight.
Ele está aqui hoje à noite.
Will you put your faith and trust in him?
Graham said they partnered with over 4,000 churches for the event, which marked 48 years since his father, Billy Graham, preached in the same city. Graham wrote on Facebook that Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, sent a message of support. Bolsonaro said, quote, I appreciate that these leaders stand with the biblical definition of marriage and against abortion, end quote. The International Institute for Religious Freedom released a report on how secular intolerance is affecting Christians in Europe and Latin America. The report found that Christians are self-censoring on issues like life, marriage, and the family. It said, quote, some people do indeed fear being subjected to legal proceedings or being criminally sanctioned on charges of discrimination, while others fear being subjected to disciplinary proceedings in their work or places of study, end quote. In the face of persecution, the saints prayed in Acts 4:29, saying, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. Liberty Council reports that pro-life advocates won their free speech court case before the District of Columbia Court of Appeals last week. The pro-lifers spoke to students and parents entering Two Rivers Public Charter School, right next to an abortion mill in Washington, D.C. The school sued the pro-lifers for inflicting so-called emotional distress. A trial court initially sided with the school, but the D.C. Court of Appeals ordered the case to be dismissed. The Biden administration dropped one of its last remaining COVID-19 mandates. Effective Sunday, the CDC announced international travelers no longer need a negative COVID-19 test before boarding a flight to the U.S. Airline and tourism groups have been calling for the end of the testing requirement for months. Men and women who have been set free from living sexually perverted lifestyles through the power of Jesus Christ gathered for the Freedom March in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Freedom March co-founder Luis Javier Ruiz said people from many different denominations are, quote, coming together in the name of Jesus, saying that change is not only possible, but it's real through Jesus. It brings me so much joy how the Lord is unifying the body of Christ, end quote. Listen to the testimony of another former homosexual from the Freedom March.
He said he loves you with an everlasting love. The fact that God left the 99 and came and met me where I was, God came to save me, and he gave me love, he gave me joy, he gave me freedom, he gave me my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I'm just grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm joyous.
1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11 says, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, the emails about our little newscast keep coming in to adam@theworldview.com. Today, two teenagers speak up. Tema Mutombo, age 16, in Kitwe, Zambia, Africa, wrote, quote, "My dad gets your podcasts daily from Sermon Audio. We listen to it every day over dinner. My younger 11-year-old brother and my 6-year-old sister are always present, too. We love how you include news related to Christianity in a way like no other source. Plus, we appreciate the relevant Bible verses you cite. May God continue to bless you for your amazing work," end quote. And 13-year-old Eden Beck in Edgewood, New Mexico, wrote, quote, "I listen to The Worldview almost every day, especially when I'm making breakfast for my family and sometimes when I'm giving my baby sister a bath. I'm thankful for this voice of truth in a culture of lies. I love how Scripture is used to support your biblical perspective. Plus, it helps me to know which Christians I should pray for," end quote. Eden, not only am I impressed that you make breakfast for your family, but you give your baby sister a bath. Plus, you've become an articulate young lady. Don't forget, if you send an email, please include your city and state. And if you're a young person, include your age. And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, so that The Worldview can stay on the air, only one listener stepped up to the plate yesterday. We praise God for Maddie in Estancia, New Mexico, who generously gave $475. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $26,085. Because we had such a limited response to our appeal yesterday, we're now significantly behind where we need to be. Honestly, if the Lord has used this newscast to be an encouragement to you through the variety of topics we cover, the scriptures we cite, the action steps we include, the audio clips we include, the original interviews we conduct, and the educational links we provide, then please consider making a donation today. No gift is too small. If it's $5, then send $5. Do something. Where else are you going to find such a succinct resource with the biblical perspective on issues like abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, and the media's hostility to the family? We still need to raise $11,915 toward our $19,000 goal by this Friday, June 17th. That means we need to find 4 Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, 6 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and 13 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 15th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.